Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And joining me right now is Professor Peter Bauer, who's an economist from the University of Johannesburg. We're talking about the State of the Nation Address, unpacking it. This is your cheat sheet, so that this weekend you can listen to this, you can listen to the interview now, and this week you can go and you can discuss it with your friends and family like you really know what you're talking about. Good morning, Professor Bauer. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you, and yourself?
Very well, thank you. Okay, so make us smart that we sound like we really know what we're talking about this weekend with the State of the Nation Address. The cheat sheet. That's what we need, is a cheat sheet.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I think the best way to see it is look at it from a SWOT analysis.
Yes.
So for all our MBA students out there, we should be looking at the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities, and the threats. And our president very, very diligently and very cleverly and also very, shall we say, eloquently unpacked the state of the nation in a very structured way. So when we start taking a look, he raised for example, some of the strengths in terms of who we are as South Africans, the opportunity, and obviously who we are as South Africans, looking at how, shall we put it this way, looking at, in a sense, challenging the Trump administration. In a very big way. He was very blatant about challenging. And many of the concerns that we've seen in the USA right now, we address this within our own states and say, but look, we're doing this better. So that would have been our strength. So we look at what we have in terms of our tourism sector. We looked at how well we've done with our education. We've looked at the unity of our people, and most of all, I think the biggest strength of this was actually recognizing where our current weaknesses are within the economy. So that takes us to weaknesses, and he says, well, look, we do have challenges with water supply, we have challenges with electricity, we have challenges with corruption, we have challenges with all key infrastructural
unemployment,
challenges.
Unemployment,
poverty, inequality. He raised all of those, and they were really, really wonderful for us. Then he came, brought us into the opportunity side, and he says, "Well, let's take a look at what we can offer. The growth in the tourism sector, our very rich and diverse cultural sector that plays a very significant part in feeding into our informal economy. We look at the opportunities in terms of our resources, what we have available in terms of resources, and how we can capitalize on that." And he also brought into as an opportunity is that huge changing global economic environment and the ways in which South Africa can actually capitalize on this uncertainty by trying to attract investors at this point in time. But he also then raised the threats, and the threats include things like the dismantling of the U.S. aid and that financial contribution to our economy. Especially for let's say HIV retroviral treatment, tuberculosis treatment. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're looking at something like $500 million US dollars, for example, per annum, just contributing to our healthcare in terms of the US aid. And you know, other factors he spoke about, you know, the changing international environment, the changing relationships between countries, and then he also looked at our role, how we then can capitalize on all of this and bring it together. So it was very transparent, it was very open. He highlighted the challenges. What is very evident from here, though, is there are growing concerns about how we fund our initiatives. We have great plans. These are wonderful plans. Digitalization, bringing in AI, working with our with all the key role players in terms of taking South Africa further in the technology and strengthening our technology sector so much more, that overlaps at different levels. But the burning question is, where does the money come from? And that's like we're looking at, are there ways of attracting more investment into the country? He spoke a little bit about negotiating with international organizations. Here we can even consider like IMF, for example, World Bank. But we already know that these funds come at a price. And can we afford that additional debt in the economy? And so to me, that was the only question that stand to try and understand or grasp is, how do we afford these projects? We know we need to tackle poverty. We know we need to tackle unemployment. We know we need to reduce inequality. But from a social perspective, this is incredibly strong, recognizing the rights of LGBT, recognizing social cohesion, maintaining affirmative policies that continue to build the economy up. And that was right in the face of Donald Trump. So where Donald Trump is going the opposite direction, an extremely conservative approach, we're looking from a much more liberal approach. And we have great opportunities, being in the G20, at least presidency of the G20 from November 2024 right through to the end of this year, building stronger international relationships, working towards supporting and contributing towards stabilizing in Africa, given the current situation in the DRC. Yeah. He brought all of these out. And so on the one side, yes, very positive, a very, very brave and very transparent, raising, these are our concerns. But the challenge is, how do we fund it? And yes, we speak about creating jobs. That's wonderful. We have an incredible expanded public works program in the country. We can capitalize on that. And that can feed directly into the infrastructure sector of the economy. We've got ways of trying to improve on our healthcare system, or at least give healthcare access to more people in the country. But these are going to cost.
Peter, exactly. My question is, when so much in South Africa is privatized, right? So much, our police force, we privatizing everything. So where yes. is the government spending money? Because it doesn't seem to be spending a lot of money. Yeah. We're getting a lot of foreign aid, which we're seeing now. Then there's privatized. So where's all the money going for the taxpayers? South Africans do pay tax.
Yes, of course, but we've got to look at it as in terms of the relative size. I mean, if we compare our population size and the size of our current private sector and those that are contributing towards the tax base, you compare that with, for example, anybody, European Union, United States of America, China, even Australia, we're small. We have a tiny, tiny tax base.
Yeah.
So the capital flows are really small. And this is unfortunately a big challenge of this massive unemployment problem that we're experiencing in South Africa, and it's small in comparison. So we use this money in so many very positive ways, contributing towards what we can afford. But there is a very strong leaning on the private sector, as you said, mentioned, like for example, security services, healthcare. All of this we lean on it, and that is actually in a sense also a good thing. And he did allude to it in his discussion when he spoke about, let's continue to build public-private partnerships. But there's an opportunity.
Except that it's not, that's private. It's mainly private.
Yes, it's absolutely, absolutely. And there are such opportunities here. But we do have a very small tax base. We've got to take that into consideration. But we invest in education. I mean, I was like, coming from the University of Johannesburg, we were rated, our economics and our College of Business Economics is rated number one in Africa. We are our top two institutions, University of Johannesburg and Cape Town coming in second place. We are considered in the economic sector. We are, like rated by Times New Roman as like number one and number two and et cetera in Africa. So we've made incredible strides in terms of our higher education sector. But every year we've got young people coming out of school and they're not finding those jobs. And those are challenges.
Exactly. Our labor laws need to be looked at for sure. Peter, I'm so sorry, but it's 9:00 and we have to go. But you've given us an excellent cheat sheet. Thank you so much. Thanks for sharing your brilliance with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Professor Peter Bauer, economist from the University of Johannesburg. You see, and now you can talk with knowledge, with real knowledge, about the State of the Nation address in Shul tomorrow. I wish you and yours a Shabbat Shalom.